Just a few moments ago, former Governor Howard Dean offered preliminary congratulations to Senators Kerry and John Edwards on CNN's Larry King Live.
No, well, I think Senator Kerry is doing very well, and so is Senator Edwards. I want to congratulate them both. But we're determined to win. We're determined in the end to win the nomination. We've got a 50-state organization. We're going to go on. I'm delighted to finish in the top three, which is so I guess, they say that if you're in the top three, you get winnowed in. So I guess we got winnowed in. And certainly we would have liked to have done better, but we worked hard. We got a lot of great people working for us, and on to New Hampshire.
And we turn now to NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, who's at the headquarters for Howard Dean in Des Moines. Mara, Howard Dean's talking about being winnowed in, but I can't imagine this is the result they would have hoped for tonight.
Certainly not, and that was about as close to a concession speech as I could hear pretty early in the evening. Where we are at Dean's party site, not headquarters, we have seen from the Iowa Democratic Party 52% of the precincts reporting with those results holding up exactly as you described earlier. Kerry 37, Edwards 33, Dean at 16, and Gephardt at 11. The big question hanging over the late days of this race was which was going to prevail, momentum or organization. The late polls showed that the momentum was with Kerry and Edwards, but the truism in Iowa is that organization carries the day. Dean and Gephardt were supposedly the guys who had the real get-out-the-vote ground games, and that was going to prevail over the polls, which are often inaccurate in Iowa. But I think that as Dean and Gephardt traded negative attacks, Kerry and Edwards really benefited as people had second thoughts about the two previous front runners, particularly Dean. And Dean's vaunted organization, I mean, when you go to his headquarters, it is impressive. He had thousands of people from out of state. They were organized with military precision here. He said he was going to bring a lot of new voters into politics. That's how he was going to beat George Bush. It'll be interesting to see how many new voters actually came out tonight and how many of them actually voted for Howard Dean. In one sense, Melissa, we're back to the future. Remember in 2002, who were the front runners in this race? Kerry? He was anointed the front runner by the establishment. Edwards was the golden boy, the new Bill Clinton. Dean was a little-known Vermont governor who nobody gave much of a chance to do anything.
And that's where we seem to be now. Mara, the caucuses in Iowa aren't necessarily a great predictor of things to come, but where
no.
do you think that the Howard Dean campaign takes the message from Iowa, and how do they apply it to New Hampshire, which
right.
is in a
well,
week?
Many, many times the winner in in Iowa does not go on to get the nomination. But I don't think that anyone has ever finished worse than third here and gone on to get the nomination. Howard Dean, you just heard him say on Larry King Live, does have a national organization. He has a 50-state organization. He has more money than anyone else. He has his lead in New Hampshire has shrunk over the last couple of weeks, but it hasn't dropped precipitously. I think he goes right to New Hampshire, where he's very strong. He is a neighbor. I think what it does is it turns this race into a two-man race in New Hampshire between him and Kerry. It had looked like maybe it would be him and Clark, but I think this finish tonight will boost Kerry tremendously in New Hampshire. He already was moving up in the polls, regaining the second place over Clark in the last week or so, and he's gotten some pretty important newspaper endorsements in New Hampshire. So I think what we're going to see next week is a real Dean-Kerry matchup in New Hampshire, which is pretty much where we were before Kerry started his precipitous slide.
And both, of course, neighboring states to that primary
right.
state.
Right, and they were always the front runners there, yeah.
NPR's Mara Liasson with Howard Dean supporters in Des Moines. Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.